Today it's finally it's opening day week, right? Is that what they call it?
What's Monty so puzzled about?
Well, with all the comings and goings of Cowboy basketball right now.
Well, they had two. Do they have more than the two leave?
Well, Justin James is going to test the waters of the NBA draft, and his tweet that he sent almost sounded like a goodbye letter, thanking fans and all that kind of stuff. It was very interesting.
Yeah, they've had three leave. Mac.
Well, they had two. I think they had two they wanted to leave.
Well, yeah, they did. Yeah, there were two that was house cleaning. But
yeah.
Mac.
I don't think there was a choice in the matter for those two.
Mac, Bomeka, and Jones, three have gone.
And now Justin James is, you never know.
I think James is nuts.
Yeah, I agree.
He's not. Yeah, I agree. He hadn't signed an agent, but just read. And maybe I'm reading too much into the fact that, you know, his tweet that he sent out. But David agreed. It sounded almost like a goodbye letter. That's what it sounded like. But maybe it's nothing more than just, you know, here we go. We'll try it out and see where we land.
Well, I hope he keeps his grades up in case he doesn't land, so he can come back and play. But
yeah,
you know, if they want to move on, then they should move on.
Tracy, one of our listeners wanted us to ask you if you've ever seen and it's at BAnthony14 on Twitter, have you ever seen a Cowboy basketball team need to fill 8-plus scholarships on a team?
8-plus?
I mean, that's what we're kind of looking at.
Right now they have 8 scholarships available. They have a couple of guys that could go on scholarship, Redding and Kelly. And then they've got one signed and 2 verbal commitments. So,
and I think the verbal commitments are pretty strong. They just can't sign until next month.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's 3, and then I thought they had 1, and now they've had 2 more leave, so that's 3 they're going to add, right?
Well, they can.
That's not 8.
Well, right now, Nye Redding and Cody Kelly are not on scholarship, so that's 2 more available.
There's a lot of scholarship. Let's just say there's a lot of turnover.
Those two aren't on scholarships because there weren't any scholarships left.
Well, Kelly was on scholarship last year because there was 1 left, but they have now taken him off scholarship for next year.
Well, then they must have something that they think they can add.
I hope so.
I mean, why else would you take him off scholarship?
Make another scholarship available, he probably could go over onto Hathaway money, I would think.
But I'm just saying, I mean, unless you had someone in mind that you thought you were going to be able to sign.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know why you would do that, because unless you needed the scholarship.
Or maybe they just haven't. They just said, we'll see what we come up with before we give the scholarship back for another year. I don't know.
Yeah, because I didn't know they'd taken a scholarship away, but the Hathaway's there, I guess, so it doesn't really make much difference.
No.
And I don't really fully understand the difference in that other than to be able... But I didn't know he was on scholarship this year. I thought he was still not on scholarship.
I didn't either until I talked to him today.
I didn't either. I hadn't heard anything like that. Dave did some digging today. Dave did his weekly work for the show.
Did a whole week's worth of work today.
He did. I'm proud of him.
I'll bet he doesn't get a raise for it, though.
No.
Well, his boss.
No.
Are you back in Cheyenne yet?
I got back last night.
All right. And is it left as good as when you left?
Well, I hardly could find the way home, not because I was lost, but the fog was so bad at midnight.
Well, that's a rough one.
Don't worry about it. I spent most of my life in a fog.
Don't say it in a past tense.
all right, so we got opening day. I'm guessing we got everything is pretty much set. Starting lineups, all that kind of stuff are pretty much set for opening day.
Well, I don't know. I'm still waiting to see what they decide to do with McMahon.
Uh-huh.
That's the one guy for about 2 weeks now that's kind of been the interesting guy. Do they keep McMahon, put him at first base, and Desmond in left field? And then have Parra be the guy that backs up. Basically, Parra becomes a backup at 4 positions because Desmond plays first when McMahon takes a day off, and then Desmond fills in for any of the 3 outfielders whenever they take a day off. So, I mean, not Desmond, but Parra. Parra fills in for any of the 3 outfielders when they take off, and they also plays left field when McMahon takes off. So That's what I think they're going to do, but I don't know. I mean, they pretty well hinted the other day that Sensatella will be the eighth guy on the bullpen.
Okay.
I think Bud was pretty strong in that, just talking about how he feels, given the nature of Coors Field and given the fact that other than Russin, he doesn't really have multi-inning guys in the bullpen, that he really needs two guys capable of innings, because what happens if Russin goes out and throws three innings one night? It's not out of the question you could need innings the next night too, right?
Right.
So I think that's pretty well been taken care of, and I don't really think there's anything else to be decided. I mean, Walters will be the backup catcher just because they want Murphy to catch every day and continue to refine some of his defensive skills.
Tracy, what's the starting rotation? I mean, is it Gray, Bettis, and then what's after that?
Well, Gray will start the first game, Anderson the second game. I have a feeling it'll probably be Bettis in the third game or Marquez, one or the other. And then the fourth game, Freeland, and then the fifth game, either Bettis or Marquez.
Okay.
And I just say that because I think they'd like to split the left-handers. Why have left-handers back-to-back when you have two? Why not put a right-hander in between?
Wait, let's go back to catcher now. You said who's going to be the starter? Iannetta?
Iannetta, yeah.
Okay, then who's going to back him up?
Walters.
Okay. All right. You said Murphy, and that's why I got confused.
No, I said I think they're going to send Murphy out.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Because I want him to catch every day.
So what we're basically looking at was the re-signing of Cargo, except for the addition of McMahon at first base. You essentially got the same team that ended the season last year.
Well, no, you have Iannetta, and you also have Dunn, and you also have Davis.
Okay.
Not Dunn, but
Shaw.
The right-hander, Shaw.
Well, but I mean on the for the defense. Your defense is pretty much what it was last year with Parra, Blackman, and Cargo in the outfield. You got Dave.
It's a good off. There's not. I mean, the defense is pretty solid.
Yeah,
that's not a problem. So, you know, I think they're comfortable with that. It buys them time, particularly with Dahl, because Dahl, after that 0-for-15 start, has really hit well down there. He runs above average. He's a plus runner, and he's a good defensive player. But I think you'd like him to go down at Triple A, where you're in real game conditions and you're playing nine innings, and make sure that something doesn't flare up again.
Okay.
Chase.
The last thing you want to do is make a move, particularly with a veteran player that you lose control of, and then have that, whatever that rib cage, that rib thing was back at the spine, flare up, because basically he tried to play through it a couple of times last year and it got worse and he had to sit out again. So then he went from July 29th till the middle of January without even picking up a bat. So it's no questions about his ability. It's more a question of making sure they can get him moving forward and healthy.
Tracy, a couple of big injuries in the National League West with Bumgarner getting hurt for the Giants, and then Justin Turner. It doesn't sound like Turner's was as serious, but those are some big injuries to start off the season for the Giants and the Dodgers, right?
Well, yeah, and let's not forget Samardzija is not going to start right away for the Giants either.
Right.
I mean, they had two very questionable starters at the back end of the rotation to begin with, and that's if you don't think that Samardzija is questionable. And I think Turner, you know, it's a broken bone in his hand, and you can be as optimistic as you want about it. I've just seen too many guys think that they don't really have a problem with a hand injury, and it becomes a much bigger issue than everybody wants to let on, because if you know your hands are critical. It's not football where you can tape everything up and have it not seen. And people say, "Hi, he just hurt his finger." Well, we saw last year with Holland what happens when you have a hurt finger. For 4 weeks after he cut his middle finger in his right hand, he couldn't get anybody out. You take those 4 weeks out of his season, he had a 1.41 ERA. So it's holding the bat, throwing the baseball, catching the baseball. The hand's very much a factor there.
Well, didn't it cost Story about half a season when he hurt his hand?
I don't think Story's missed extended time.
He got hurt his rookie year in August,
yeah.
I think. missed a couple months. I think it was, wasn't that early August where he missed a couple months?
Yeah, I didn't think he was out that long, but maybe he was.
Yeah, I thought that was the case. But nonetheless, yeah, opening day coming up, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Are you making any trips with the Rockies this year? Or are you staying put, Tracy?
We'll see. We'll see how the season progresses and what comes up. Not planning on it. I kind of like being in Cheyenne.
Well, yeah. You can listen to us all the way out there, Tracy, every day. I mean, that just makes your day.
I've got your app on my cell phone. I can't get enough of Dave.
Yeah.
We none of us can, Tracy. Absolutely none of us. All right, man. Hey, glad to have you back. Cheyenne's glad to have you back, and we'll talk next week. Thank you so much. Enjoy opening day.
All right, guys. Talk to you.
All right. See you, Tracy. See you.